the mystery language of the initiates. No myth is pure fiction. Every mythological narrative has some line of historical truth within it. Without symbology, nothing can be correctly understood. So no text should be accepted literally without considering the symbolism or emblems within it. Emblems contain more thoughts than symbols. In mystery teachings, things are expressed in symbols because words have power. Sound and rhythms connect the elements. So symbols are a language within a language that have less effect on everything than words. Symbolism is a mystery language of our past. And every theology known to us comes through this mystery language. There is a universal language mastered by the Hierophants, seven dialects related to seven mysteries of nature. Mystery language is largely lost. Only the East keeps the seven keys. But it won't be mastered for centuries to come. And then its meaning will unveil the ultimate mystery of being. The seven keys open the mysteries of the seven root races. When mastered, man's history will be rewritten. No longer will the contemplations of descent from Eve or ape exist. We will know that we come from the angels, the earth, the sun, and the moon. Outside of initiation, thought has its wings clipped. Divine thought cannot be defined. During pralaya, ideation is non-existent as differentiation is resolved back into primary abstract potentiality. Through the one, nothing, universal mind awakens and absolute wisdom mirrors itself, resulting in cosmic energy or fohat. In pralaya, there is no ideation, as there is nothing to perceive its effects. We regard matter, or conceive it as a feeling, thought, or emotion. Matter is the vehicle of every possible phenomenon, and primordial substance is called by some as chaos. The whole cosmos springs from divine thought that impregnates matter. Spirit and matter is a concrete image of the idea abstraction. The soul animating this purely spiritual universe is the central sun, the highest deity itself. During the youth of mankind, there was one language, one knowledge, one religion, and every man was a priest unto himself.